to you live from the Vegas Video Network studios, just steps from the Las Vegas Strip. It's golf and other four-letter words. And now your host, you've heard him on ESPN, Fox Sports, and Sirius XM Radio, Mr. Dennis Silvers.
Hey, thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, everybody. Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Golf and Other Four-Letter Words. I'm your host, as mentioned, Dennis Silvers. Got a great, great show for you tonight. Got a very special lady in-house. I've known her for a long time. Great golf instructor, wonderful player, played on tour for a number of years. Just chock full of good stuff that you're going to hear throughout the show. But before we start, real quickly, hope everybody had a nice Memorial Day weekend up at Flagstaff. Did a little shopping and Labor Day. they all run together for me, all these holidays. Anyway, got a little trinket for the set right here, if you could say golfer right here.
Yeah.
And these are made out of old discarded license plates where they got the individual letters. So we got one in New Mexico and from Utah and forever. Very, very cool. Thought that would add a little something to the set.
What did your wife think about that?
So hates it. Absolutely hates it. And just, you bought that? What are you kidding me? I said, yeah, but honey, it's for the set. So anyway, she's not loving it. But anyway, again, welcome to the show. Let me introduce our guest for tonight and get things rolling. Like I said, I've known this lady for a long time. Played golf with her a lot of times. Kicks my butt. I'm embarrassed to say she's a great player. Been here forever, I think born and raised here, knows every blade of grass on every golf course in the valley. Let's give it up for Carrie Clark right here.
Thank you, Dennis. Maria. Thank you very
Carrie
much.
Carrie is the Director of Instruction out at the Wild Horse Golf Academy in Henderson. You could find her slaving away on the tee there with all her players and all her students. Wonderful, wonderful. Anyway, let's take care of a little business right now. There's a lot of ways to get a hold of myself, get a hold of Carrie during the show. And, of course, we have email, and you already know what that is. Simply golf@vegasvideonetwork.com, golf@vegasvideonetwork.com. We also have a toll-free number, a listener line. You want to call in, leave a message, ask a question, whatever, and that is simply 866-966-4599. 866-966-4599. Okay. Also have live chat. All you got to do is go to our website, VegasVideoNetwork.com. You'll see that live chat button, and send us in anything you'd like to ask. We'll get to it for next show, but leave a message, leave a question, leave a comment, suggestion, whatever. So VegasVideoNetwork.com, live chat, okay? Also, as you know, we're on iTunes. We are on YouTube as well. We are on Roku, which is very cool. We were talking about that before the show. And also, 1400 AM, 1400 KSHP. Re-airs all of the audio versions of the show every Friday night. We call it Friday Night Features from 6 to 10. So if you're driving to a restaurant, driving back from the golf course, cruising the strip, roll down the window, crank up AM 1400, and you're going to hear all the shows on the network. So, yeah, very, very cool. Okay, four-letter word for tonight is simply going to be ball. As in golf ball.
Okay.
Why is it ball? Carrie's going to have some great information a little bit later in the show to help you play, and I know this is very common for amateur players, to help you play the proper ball, to fit the proper ball for your golf game. And our purpose is to help you with your game so that after your round, you don't sit there and ball your eyes out, okay, in the clubhouse by having such a terrible round. And simply, Carrie and I are just simply going to have a ball doing tonight's show. We hope you enjoy it as well. All right, let's talk about our sponsor, a golf course, golf courses that you know well. I'm talking about Las Vegas Paiute Golf Resort. All right.
Wonderful.
You know, right now, Carrie, we're talking about just about all the courses in Las Vegas are closed. It's hard to get a damn tee time right now. You don't have to worry about Paiute, okay? three wonderful golf courses, Snow, Sun, and Wolf. They don't overseed, they don't close, so you can always be assured of going out there and getting around. It's still hot in Las Vegas. It's still summertime here right now, okay? So you go out to Paiute, what, 8 to 10 degrees cooler? Easily out there.
Easily out there.
Then in the valley, so you're going to enjoy yourself. They've got a wonderful card program, too, for people that want to go out there and become a card holder. They give you special discounts on the rounds, the whole deal. Real easy to get a hold of. They've got a local number, 658-1400, 658-1400. Also, a toll-free number for people calling them that are coming in from out of town, 800-711-2833, or simply go online to tee up at lvpaiute.com. You can check them out and make your tee time online. So wonderful, and we appreciate the people out at Paiute taking care of the show. Love it out there. You love it out there.
Oh, it's fabulous golf courses. And I like the fact that they don't overseed because they've got the bent greens out there.
They got the bent greens, so
absolutely.
It is absolutely wonderful.
Yeah.
All right, time to get to our first segment on the show. And for our regular viewers, they, of course, know what it is. And for you new people tuning into the show right now, we call it a little ditty called Tournament Scorecard. And here it is. All right, welcome back, everybody, to Golf and Other Four-Letter Words, Vegas Video Network. I'm Dennis. She's Carrie. Young Webb Simpson continues to amaze, wielding that long putter to win in a playoff against Chez Reavy in the Deutsche Bank Championship at TPC Boston. That happened to be the second event in the FedEx Cup race. As a result, it's Webb's second PGA Tour win this year in 2011, moves from number four, Carrie, to number one in the FedEx Cup points race standing. Money List moves from number five to number one with a cool $5.3 million. World Golf Rankings, Webb moves from number 27 to number 14, which is a great move. How about top 10 finishes? A T4 to a T2. All right, now that's pretty strong. How about this, Carrie? Scoring average moves from number four to number three, a slight bump up, 69.3 in 82 total rounds. Pretty strong.
Pretty strong.
He's a lot right now, folks, to make the President's Cup in November in Australia. And great stuff from him. And ironically, we were talking, mentioning this a little bit before the show, what's up, Carrie, with the long putter? Adam Scott winning, Webb Simpson winning, Keegan Bradley winning the PGA in another event earlier in the year. I think it was the Byron Nelson. All these guys using the broom. How do you explain it?
You know, I was explaining that with the older guys with the yips, but these young guys, they must know something because they're doing it, and obviously Phil thinks if they can do it, why can't he?
Yeah, Phil Mickelson played in the Deutsche Bank, and first time he's going to use the long putter. He used the long putter, and word is he was pretty happy with it. I think he's going to carry it over in a couple of weeks in the third event of the FedEx Cup. Have you ever tried the long putter?
I've tried it a couple times. I wasn't real comfortable with it, but if it's working, I'm not going to knock it. I might try it.
Who would you recommend that? You work with a lot of good students, a lot of players. Who would you recommend a long putter to?
You know, people with back issues, obviously, they don't have to bend over as much. They don't have to get their eyes over the ball. People that feel like they have the yips, which is a nervous condition of the hands when you get over a putt, those are the people I would recommend. But obviously, I'd go out to the nearest club and try them out because they are the thing.
And they're different styles, they're different models, so it's just not one particular belly putter or long putter. You've got to find the right model.
Absolutely.
Just like with a conventional putter.
Absolutely. That's why you have to try out. There's many makes and models out there, different lengths, different sizes. There's one that goes all the way up the belly, right into the belly. So there's just a lot of different makes and models, and you got to find one that suits you. That's
that
the
suits
most
you.
Important.
Absolutely right. I think we've got somebody on live chat. Scotty?
Well, Carrie clearly is a psychic because just as she was explaining the problems a long putter will solve, Bobby asked, what problems does a long putter help? That was impressive. We also got a question from Mo Cook, who says that he or she, not sure, played with Carrie many, many times in their younger years. He asked, or she asked.
Melissa Cook,
asked, what's the best ball to play today? Play nowadays? She was a 4 handicap, now she's a 10 handicap.
Good question.
Oh, very good, Mo. Melissa Marcinko, nice to talk to you. Mo, you know, with women, I believe a lower compression ball, me personally, I still feel that the softer the ball, the better control I have around the green, Dennis, and that's where I go for. The golf ball that I really like right now is the IX Tour. I did a comparison with the Pro V and my personal test, and I felt the Callaway outperformed the Pro V for me. And I think that's another way for people to do, go grab a couple of different balls, play with them, just like testing a putter, testing anything. Try out different golf balls and see what suits you the best. And
I agree with you, but I think that holds true, Carrie, with the kind of player you are. Because don't forget, when you get the spin performance, you get the softness, the touch around the greens, generally those balls cost a little bit more money.
Absolutely.
Don't they, as opposed to, say, you know, the simple two-piece distance balls?
They do, and that's why you can test the cheaper balls, too, to find out which one feels the best, that comes off your putter, that comes off the club face, the one that you have the most control with. Because even the lower end balls have some performance balls. And I know out at Wild Horse, I think sometime this month, Bridgestone, it's either this month or next month, you can call Wild Horse. They're going to have a ball fitting.
That's great.
That's a new system for Bridgestone, which I think is awesome. I invite everybody to come out to Wild Horse and do that.
Yeah. My favorite kind of ball is the kind I pull out of the lake. I mean, I don't care how long it's been out there. It could be, you know, yucky being there for 6 months. Could be yellowed or whatever. Hey, I found a ball. And this is what I'm teeing it up with. So anyway, but that's very, very good advice. Very good advice. All right. I'll tell you what. We're going to step away, and we're going to take a short break. Come back with our second segment, which is brought to you by Golfer's Guide. And when we come back, you're going to hear a little bit more about that. So stay tuned. Carrie Clark and I are going to be with you right after this message.
Let me know when I'm live. Hi, everybody. This is Bridget Magnus of Getting Real Estate in Vegas, and you are watching the Vegas Video Network.
All right, right back with you for a little bit more golf and other four-letter words. Vegas Video Network, Carrie Clark, Dennis Silvers. Glad to have you join us. And our next segment, Birdies and Bogeys, is brought to you, of course, by Golfer's Guide, largest golf publication in the country. It's published regionally, locally. Pick it up at any municipal golf course, private clubs, whatever. Great, great articles about regional golf courses. Gives you the whole layout. They got some nice instructional articles, some golf discounters in there. You could find them here locally by simply going to lasvegas.golfersguide.com. And they are kind enough on their homepage, as you can see, to stream golf and other four-letter words. So whenever you have a chance to pick this little publication up, it's very, very handy, as Carrie will attest to. All right, Carrie, birdies and bogeys, this is where we kind of have some fun. We talk about tour gossip, talk about, you know, the hush-hush stuff and some of the more unique stories on tour. Let me know what you think, birdie, bogey, you call it the way you see it and whatever. Okay, Sir Nick Faldo, everybody knows Nick Faldo, said that the window has closed for Tiger Woods to surpass Jack Nicklaus's major record of 18 wins. Nick believes Tiger's concentration has been snapped by the events of Thanksgiving 2009, as well as ensuing personal issues. Birdie or bogey on Nick's observation?
I want to go bogey.
You're going to go, that's interesting. Why?
I'm going to go bogey. I think there is a little bit of something left in Tiger. I believe he can do it. I don't think it's a double bogey. I don't think it's a par. But I think his comment's a bogey. I think there's still some life.
Something
in
a little bit left? Well, certainly his current girlfriend hopes so. But I don't think so. And you know, and you've been on my radio show plenty of times. I've been saying for 2 years, I don't think he's ever going to catch Jack. Yeah. You know, he's almost 36 years old in December. He's an old 36. And these new guys are coming up now. They're fearless. They play great golf. It's tough winning a major. Yeah. He's got to win 5 majors.
Well, you know, maybe if he gets back into his discipline that got him out there.
Yeah.
There's that, but
you never know.
I never know. I kind of agree with Nick Faldo, but I think there's a chance that Tiger
there might be there.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting to see.
Yeah.
All right, this is a cute story here. A rogue kangaroo was shot and tranquilized and removed from Sanctuary Cove, one of the most prestigious golf clubs on Australia's Gold Coast, because the female kangaroo was scaring the golfers with a very, very aggressive behavior. So all the members were getting pissed off. They said, do something about this beast. So they went out and they tranquilized it. They picked the poor thing up and they moved it to a new home. And I'll tell you, if that happened to me, I'd be hopping mad. Get it? Kangaroo hopping mad.
Anyway,
birdie or bogey there?
I'm going to go bogey on that. I had a fortunate chance to play golf in Australia. And played where there's kangaroos on the golf course, and it was a pleasant time. And maybe, yeah, once in a while you might have a rogue, but go up in arms about it. I just, you know, that's their, they were there first. The golf course was their second.
Yeah, I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah, I just, that could even be a double bogey.
Yeah.
I'm not too happy with that.
You know, the first time, and I've been fortunate enough to do the same thing, play golf. They have wonderful, wonderful golf courses in Australia. And I thought it was weird that everybody had the same first name, for crying out loud. Everybody go, hey, look, there's a Joey. Hey, there's a Joey. You know, I mean, people are named Joey. I thought it was
a huge
family.
Or Sheila.
Right. Exactly right. Okay. In the history of the PGA Tour, Carrie, you probably know this, only one player, Andrew McGee, has made an ace on a par 4 hole. That happened to be the 17th hole at TPC Scottsdale, that very famous par, short par 4. He made that in 2001. But wait! At last week's Nationwide Tour's Milan Classic, Rahil Ganji made an ace on the par 4 15th from 316 yards. Birdie or bogey, and I asked, obviously a great feat, but I asked that because it's not a PGA Tour event like, you know, Andrew McGee was playing in. Does it have the same stature?
Absolutely, birdie. I think when you're playing competition golf, you're playing competition golf. And I've played a lot of college golf, amateur golf. I played on the mini tours. And when you're teeing it up, there's the pressure. And pressure's pressure. So I'm going to give him a birdie on that.
You know, I do too. It's obviously a fantastic feat.
Absolutely.
And I was lucky enough, there's a course called Wood Ranch in Simi Valley in Southern California. I was lucky enough to be playing with some people where there was a steep downhill par 4, played about 320 yards or whatever, and one of the guys in our group knocked it in the hole there. Just an awesome, awesome thing to see. So I absolutely agree with you. All right, PGA Championship last month, of course, was played at the Atlanta Athletic Club. I think the night before the first round, Kerry, they were mowing some of the greens, and on two particular greens, they noticed some minute chunks of green being taken out. The Atlanta Athletic Club blamed it on the mower company. They said some very unkind words. In turn, the mower company has turned around and sued them for defamatory language and other things. Birdie or bogey?
A bogey on the Atlanta Country Club on
that.
I think you got to maintain your own equipment.
Absolutely.
You know? Yeah. It's not the driver. It's the drivee.
It's the drivee. That's exactly right. So good luck with them. I hope they do well with that.
Yeah.
We'll keep you abreast on that. All right. That's birdies and bogeys. Time to get to our third segment. This is where Carrie helps you. She helps me. She helps everybody listening in with their golf game with particular questions. We've taken off of our email responses, and we call this segment Handicap Helper. Okay, welcome back, everybody, to Golf and Other Four-Letter Words. Kerry Clark, Wild Horse Golf Academy. Dennis Silvers, Golf and Other Four-Letter Words. Get a pencil and paper, write down all these little nuggets that Kerry's going to have for us. And Handicap Helper, first one, Penny. Penny writes in and says, I now have a job that lets me have more time for practice. What's your suggested practice routine? Great question. And I want to know where you work, Penny, because I like to get some more time for myself. But Suggested, what's a good practice routine?
Great practice routine is I always did the one-third, 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 which was 20 minutes hitting balls when I was warming up to play, 20 minutes putting, 20 minutes chipping and pitching. So two-thirds of my time was spent on the short game. So whether you want to do it in 20-minute increments, an hour increments, two-thirds of your practice should be spent on 100 yards and in.
Great advice.
Yeah.
Because that's a scoring area.
That's where you score. So that's where it all comes down to. I mean, you're going to miss hit shots, but it's how you get up and down and how you can save a stroke here and there by making the putts and putting the chips close.
I'd say you're lazy like I am, and I don't want to get out of bed till the last minute. You know, if I got an early tee time, so I don't have an hour to kill. I got maybe 15 minutes to warm up before I got to head to the first tee. What do you suggest?
Chip, pitch, and putt, and then just stretch out. Because what's going to happen if you pitch? You're using small swings. You don't want to get up to that first tee and take a big swing.
No.
So you're loosening up. You're getting a feel for the greens with the chipping and pitching. There again, it's very important to get the feel for the touch of the greens, of how they're rolling that day.
All right. I just want to make sure I got enough time to run in and get my six-pack of Bud and a Hershey bar, and that's the breakfast of champions. Live chat question, Scotty?
Yeah, Bobby wants to know, is there a major difference in the way you approach teaching a man versus a woman golfer?
You know what? No, there's not really. A lot of it is I try to figure out what kind of learner my student is. I do have a lot of women students that are very type A personality. If they don't get it right away, they can move on to somewhere else. Guys, they're more stubborn. They can sit there and hit a bunch of balls. But no, everybody is an individual, so everybody's built different, and everybody, I might have to be a little more sensitive to a woman, but as far as the fundamentals of teaching golf, absolutely not.
Yeah. No, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
That's a good answer. Are you a little more sensitive to women a particular time of month, or does that just work out? All right. All right. Lawrence emails in and asks for a suggestion or drill that will get him to have more shoulder rotation in his swing.
You know, matter of fact, I was just working on a student with more shoulder rotation this afternoon.
There you go.
I know.
That's
psychic.
Scary?
Psychic. Okay. What I did was I put her on an uphill lie and a ball above her feet, basically a ball above her feet, and I just had her try to rotate, get the left shoulder behind the ball just to get a level rotation because she was really dipping. So you put the ball above your feet and get on a hill and just try to do level turns with it, or just practice a baseball swing. Feel like you're getting your weight over to your right side and then swing through behind the ball, left shoulder behind the ball. That's very important.
Very, very good. Another live chat question, I think, coming up.
Yeah, just another men versus women question. Nate wants to know, is strength the major difference in a man versus woman's game?
That's a tough one. Yes, as far as their ability to hit the distance, men are stronger in their upper body. Women are a little weaker, so the men are able to swing their club head, their release is a little quicker. But as far as I believe is putting and their game, I think the professional women are as good, but the men, as far as the strength, I do believe it does play a role in it, absolutely.
There's no doubt about it.
Absolutely.
There's no doubt. Even though women now are working out and they're
starting
to get some good
distance. I'm not going to teach them any different, but the guys, you know, they're stronger than, you know, they might have to have weaker grip. They're so strong, they're turning it over.
Yep.
It just depends who they are.
Freddie wants some advice on ways he can hit the ball more solid, who doesn't, as he's hitting most of his shots thin. Any help?
You know, nowadays your cameras, you can download V1. A lot of thin shots can be caused because your posture is not in the correct positioning at the start. You're not your weight distribution. You could be falling back. That's the one that you have to see and do because there's a ton of reasons why somebody can be topping the ball. And I will never tell you to keep your head down. I will tell you to maintain your posture.
Yeah.
Through the shot, because if you try to keep your head down, that just inhibits your golf swing.
Absolutely,
so
correct.
I'd get it filmed.
Good advice. Sean sent this in, pretty much coming over the top on longer clubs, not so much on shorter clubs. Any explanation of looking for help? That's interesting.
One of the biggest things I see with students that have a tendency to come over the top is that they're trying to go at it with power. They're not allowing the club to fall down first the target line and then allowing yourself to swing out. You're trying to hit the ball instead of swing the club. And I see that a lot of times with power players, and that's where they get the ball starting off to left, fading to the right, because they're coming over the top because they're just trying to outstrength it. You know, just allow the club head to swing.
Yeah, very excellent advice. Margaret wants some help with lengthening her swing as she feels she is picking the club up too quickly. I guess she's getting no width in her swing, which is not good.
Best thing you could do is put an object behind you, a head cover, a tee, a ball, and really work from the core of your body and just feel like you're stretching it out as far as you can. And once you feel your left side stretched, that's all the farther you can go. Once that's stretched, left shoulder's behind the ball, then just allow the club to hinge where it needs to hinge up in its proper spot. So instead of picking up the club, swing it back like you've got a catcher behind you.
Mm-hmm.
So put something back there behind you.
How much does flexibility come into
that? Oh, well, flexibility is definitely important. I mean, I can't swing as far back as I used to, but I still have a nice wide width, but it's just not as long.
But it's just not as long. And right. You don't need it as long.
No, stretching is very good. Stretching, any kind of stretching exercise, please stretch out before you start hitting balls. Highly, you know, recommend. I see people, first club they pull out of their bag is their driver.
Ouch.
Ouch, big time. Start off with your low clubs, your short clubs, work your way up, and stretch out afterwards also.
Yeah, good advice. Another, somebody on live chat, Scott?
Do you think there'll ever be a time where a woman actually competes on the men's tour?
Well, yes and no. We had Michelle Wee that tried it. She could compete. She could compete. What? And I think she hurt herself because she was at a very young age.
Yeah.
There's another girl that's coming up. Watch her, Alexis Thompson.
Yeah, dynamite.
She can hit it, but I just think that women are trying to hit it as far as the guys. They're going to hurt themselves, and I don't recommend it at all. But I think there's certain levels. If you can give them maybe a little tee advantage, but then that's not the level playing field.
No, exactly.
So that's a double-edged sword on that one.
It is.
Yeah.
We're a little bit short of time, and I want to ask you, you're born and raised here. You've played on tour. You've played all over the world. How has golf changed here since you're a native?
Well, most of the golf courses were all public. It was very accessible to everybody. Then all the golf course boom came in the 80s and 90s. They got expensive, non-accessible to the average income. I think now since the golf business has come down, they're hurting. It's more accessible to the average golfer. I think the golf courses, I love the old golf courses, the dunes, the trop.
Yeah.
There's a lot of grass, a lot of trees, old trees. Now you're playing target courses with desert. I love the old style courses, but I think it's the target golf that has really changed in Vegas. And a lot of now courses have had to take the grass out of necessity.
Absolutely.
With water shortages and all that stuff. So we have come to more target golf, but that's probably the biggest change I've seen as the architect of golf courses as far as being target
favorite
golf.
Favorite course you've ever played, and you've played a lot of them.
Wow, probably Sahali in
Washington.
Washington, yeah. PGA champion, one of my favorite golf courses.
Gorgeous.
There's a lot of them all over. That's why I enjoy golf, that you can travel anywhere in the world.
Yep.
And play great golf.
Yeah, that's
and
great.
There are great golf
How
courses.
Do people get a hold of you and want to come out? And I strongly recommend it. As you can see, Carrie's a wonderful teacher. They want to get together with you. How do they get a hold of you?
They can call me at area code 702-595-6015. Or I have an email. It's KLCLARKIE. So it's KL Clarkie.
Clarkie.
At yahoo.com. Clarkie was my nickname on tour.
Yeah.
So those
two. Of course, you can always go online, go to wildhorse.com and call them, and they'll hook you up with the Wild Horse Golf Academy.
Oh, yeah.
Good
Thank
job.
You very
oh,
much.
My pleasure.
Yeah,
my
that was
pleasure.
Awesome.
That was great. All right, that's going to wrap it up for this edition of Golf and Other Four-Letter Words. Hope you enjoyed the show. We obviously like bringing it to you. And while you're online, biggestvideonetwork.com, check out all the other great shows seen exclusively right here on the network. So until then, fairways and greens, everybody. And we're going to see you right back here next week, same time, with another great show. So long, everybody.